But on the line now, I have Anita McGuill from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John. How are you?
Nice talking to you. We're going to talk about carers' allowance and benefit. Is that correct?
That's it, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So the carers' allowance is a payment to people on low incomes who are looking after a person who needs support because of age, disability or illness, and that's including the mental illness. To be entitled to carers' allowance, you must be living with or in position to provide full-time care and attention to a person in need of care who does not normally live in an institution. However, you may continue to be regarded as providing full-time care and attention if you or the person being cared for is undergoing medical or other treatment in a hospital or other institution for a period not longer than 13 weeks. You have to be a habitual resident in the state. That means you have to be living in Ireland. Not live in a hospital, convalesce in a home or other similar institution. Be at least 18 years old and not be engaged in employment, self-employment, training or education courses outside a home for more than 18.5 hours a week. That has been increased from 15 hours to 18 and a half hours in January of this year. During your absence, adequate care for the person requiring full-time care and attention must be arranged. And before you start the training or employment, you must be certain that there is somebody who can care and provide a care for the person that requires it. The person you're caring for must be over the age of 16 and so incapacitated as to require full-time care and attention, or under age of 16 and getting the necessary care allowance. The person receiving care is regarded as requiring full-time care and attention where he or she is so incapacitated as to require continuous supervision in order to avoid danger to him or herself, or continuous supervision and frequent assistance throughout the day in connection with normal body functions. So let's say getting dressed, taking a bath, preparing the meals and stuff like that. He or she is so incapacitated as to be likely to require full-time care and attention for a period of at least 12 months. So it's a long-term care as it is. The carer's allowance is means-tested payment, and any income you or your spouse, civil partner or cohabitant have, or property except your home, or an asset that could bring in money or provide you with an income, for example, an occupational pension or benefits from another country, are classed as your means. Any payment, however, made by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection is not taken into account in the means test for carers' allowance. If you are single, €332.50 of your gross weekly income is not taken into account, and if you are married or in a civil partnership or cohabiting, the first €665 of your combined gross weekly income is disregarded. There's also a possibility of getting half rate carers allowance if you are getting certain social welfare payments and provide full-time care and attention to another person. Caring for more than one person is also a possibility, and that will entitle you additional 50% of the maximum carers allowance each week. You also need to know that the carers allowance is a taxable source of income and should be advised to your local tax office. The current rate for carers allowance, if you're age 66 and caring for one person, is €219 a week, and if you're aged over 66, it's €257 a week. You should apply for carers allowance as soon as possible. To apply, you'll need to fill in the application form for carers allowance, which is available from the Social Welfare Office or Citizens Information. The form includes a medical report, which must be signed by the person you're caring for and by the doctor. And there is also a checklist that needs to be looked at before you send the application form. The application form for carers allowance, it's a very detailed form. Okay, it basically asks to provide information of what type of care does the person require and what actually you're doing then. Usually when we work with a client for the CARES allowance, we would advise clients to give kind of supportive diary. It's not the feelings we're looking for. It's actual help that the client provides to the person they're caring for. And it could be as detailed as, for example, one day stating that they need to help the person to get out of bed, provide them with medication, then help to get dressed, shower, or whatever it is that that person requires. Because sometimes when the person is providing care for somebody else, it becomes their daily routine that they don't even look at those small things that at this point is essential for that person they're providing care for. So that's the time when we ask to the client, look, sit down, take a few minutes and think about your day and what exactly are you doing? What help does that second person require? Because the more information you put in your application form, the best chance you have to get the application process as soon as possible, as well as get the positive result. In within the form, there's also three sections in the care report. The section one will be completed and by you, the client, and that describes the care needs of the person you're caring for. The section two is signed by the person you're caring for, and it confirms that you are providing them with full-time care and attention and gives permission to share their medical information with the Department of Social Protection. And then the section three is completed by the doctor of the person you're caring for. So that's the main information about the carer's allowance. The carer's benefit, the main criteria would be similar, that you would need to provide this full-time care and attention for somebody who requires it. The difference is that the carer's benefit is non-means-specific payment. It's based on your PRSI records. And you have to have enough PRSI credit to cover that payment. Okay? And it usually is made to insured people who leave their workforce to care for a person or person in need of full-time care and attention. And you can get carer's benefit for a total period of 104 weeks for each person being cared for. This may be claimed as a single continuous period or in any number of separate periods of total of 104 weeks. However, if you claim carer's benefit for less than 6 consecutive weeks in any given period, you must wait for further 6 weeks before you can claim carer's benefit to care for the same person again. The rate for this payment is €220 a week for a person who is under age of 66, and for the claimant who is over 66, that payment is €330. Again, to apply, you will need to fill in the carer's benefit form. The difference with this form is that there is a part for the employer to fill in, and then also as the carer's allowance, saying there would be a medical report to fill in. With both of these payments, there is a possibility and an automatic right to receive the care support grant, which is an annual payment made to carers by Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection, and it is €1,700 and usually is paid in the first Thursday in June for each person you're caring for. This payment is not taxable, and it is automatic right when you've been awarded carer's allowance and carer's benefit. However, what people may not know is that even if you don't get these payments, if you for some reason don't qualify for carer's allowance or benefit, but you still provide full-time care for somebody, you could apply for the carer support grant and could be awarded that. So even if you don't get the payment, I would advise clients who do provide full-time care to look into that help. So I would also like to know that citizens' information is very much open for business. In line with government guidance, our face-to-face service is not open at present. However, we are continuing to provide the service via phone and email. Clients do contact us on 07-61-07-8190 with a query, and lots of information you can find on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie. And there's a contact form you can fill out there if you want someone to contact you. And our website is continually updated. We're able to help with the form filling and also employment social welfare issues over the phone and email. For example, the CARES allowance form that we can fill out with you over the phone and then send it out to you to sign and check before you post the CARES allowance section. So for further information or assistance, please contact us on 07-6107-8190.
Okay, Anita, thank you very much for that. A lot of information there, but people can, if they missed anything, they can contact you and somebody will be there to talk.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. The usual is that the person on reception would take the query and the phone number for the client, and then that information will be provided to the information provider, who then gives the client a call back and then goes through the details or the query the client may have.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll all be back in the office sooner rather than later, and all the outreach things will be start happening again.
Yes, we are also hoping for that to happen as soon as possible. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, Anita. Listen, thanks very much for that, and we'll talk again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Anita.
Take care.
Okay. That was Anita McGill there from Citizens Information, and as we said, you can contact Citizens Information on 0761 078190.